Week 18 of the 2024 NFL season. I'm Dave Uram from KYW. He's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. As in 5 days, the Eagles will close out the regular season against the New York Giants. Merrill, yesterday afternoon, Nick Sirianni held his day after video conference. And of course, he was asked yesterday afternoon, does he plan on playing Saquon Barkley and the starters to try to go for Eric Dickerson's record? What did Nick Sirianni say yesterday?
Absolutely nothing. The truth of the matter is he always talks about competitive advantage. He said, listen, I'm sorry, I can't get over anything like that right now. And no matter what I want to do, I'm going to talk to my players first. So I have to do that. But he's not going to be explicit about that. I would imagine that we're not going to hear anything official in that regard until we arrive at the stadium on Sunday.
I agree with you on that. Or maybe something will get leaked over the weekend. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything during the week. I would be quite surprised. On another matter, Merrill, there is, of course, Jalen Hurts and concussion protocol. Yesterday, did Nick Sirianni have anything new to say about Jalen's status?
No new information about Jalen's status. We'll find out sometime during the week, I would imagine. But he did not go into that either. He did talk a little about Cam Jurgens because he was asked about how Cam Jurgens has done replacing a legend, Jason Kelce. He said that's never easy. He said, but he's doing a good job, a very good job. And he pointed out that he's the center for a 13-win football team, and that tells you all you need to know. No word on Kenny Pickett, who played with painful ribs. Nobody has said definitively whether they were broken or not or just painfully bruised, but it appears that he did play with a great deal of pain, and he just sucked it up and played very, very well.
Yeah.
To the coaches and the players, he was asked that this in his fourth year, has he grown over these 4 years? And he said yes. He said he feels he has grown as a coach. He said all of the coaches have grown, and the players have grown. He said you continually grow every single day. That's the objective, and that's what they work for.
Fascinating. And you know what, Merrill, there was also a lot of good talk yesterday about that quarter. You were talking about Kenny Pickett and his toughness. That quarterback room is very impressive. You have Jalen Hurts as the starter, and then the two backups the other day played really, really well. They have a good quarterback room, Merrill. They have a very good quarterback room.
No, that's important. You have one of the best quarterbacks in football in Jalen Hurts. Kenny Pickett has shown over these past couple of weeks that he can play. He's a very solid quarterback. And the third quarterback, who was a late draft choice, Tanner McKee, out of Stanford. This is his second year, and he did a lot of good things.
Last night on Monday Night Football, Merrill, the Lions improved to 14-2 by edging out the 49ers, holding them off with a 40-34 win. But the Lions, that game had no significance towards their playoff seeding. Next week against the Vikings, they play for the NFC North in the one seed. Yet they still played their guys. Dan Campbell still played all of his players. You said the other day that you would not play Saquon Barkley and the starters in this game against the Giants and risk injury. What did you think of Campbell's decision to play his guys, and why do you continue to think that it's not good for the Eagles to play their starters against the Giants?
Well, that wasn't surprising to me about Dan Campbell. He continues to do that. He continues to run very physical training camps, but they also have 18 players throughout the season who are on injured reserve, and that tells you something there. Now, here's my thought. When you go into the season, go into the offseason, they plan everything. They go out, they get free agents, they hire two new coordinators, they go into the draft with a definite goal. You go to training camp and you run that a certain way. Every move you make in the entire offseason up to this point is based on one thing: what you have to do to win, not to get to, but to win a Super Bowl. That is the number one objective. You go into this final game, you cannot move forward, you cannot move backwards. You are right there as the number two seed. If they take the chance and play Saquon Barkley, he can't go out there alone. They have to put in the entire offensive line. And then to give him the best chance, they have to put in the two starting receivers, Devontae Smith and also A.J. Brown, because you're going to have to draw some attention away from the running game. if one of those people, if any of those offensive people get hurt, you are changing the entire dynamic. You are lessening your chances of going where this whole season has been pointed. It's just not worth the risk.
It's a really interesting conversation, and I see both sides to it. I really do. It's really hard.
I have a tough time seeing the other side, to be honest with you, because this is, he has hit the 2,000-yard mark. You know what? If he goes up and beats Eric Dickerson's record, he gets another 101 yards. Big deal. It's great for today, but very shortly we know that this league is going to go to an 18-game season. So somebody else will come up and beat that record. But the fact that he became the ninth player to become a 2,000-yard performer, that to me says everything. And one other thing I want to point out.
Sure.
That Detroit has to play their players in the last game anyhow.
Right.
Because that is the game that will determine the number one seed.
True. So if they would have rested them last night, then maybe they would not be as sharp against Minnesota next weekend. I see that perspective. But that leads directly to my next question. So we don't know if Jalen Hurts at this point on Tuesday morning is going to be cleared from concussion protocol by the time that the Eagles play the Giants. Hypothetically, if he is cleared, do you play him Sunday, Merrill, or do you give him those 2 weeks off before a playoff game, and are you worried that he might be rusty going into the playoff game?
He's played enough football. He's played so much football this season. This entire team has played a lot of football. Don't forget, their bye was the first week in October. So this is a team right now that needs a break, needs rest. And Jalen Hurts will have a week of practice before the playoffs begin. He'll be fine. You're not going to have to worry about Jalen Hurts, who's played as much football as he's played, being rusty. That won't happen. Don't forget, Jalen Hurts didn't play one snap. Not one snap in the preseason games. And yet he came out and started the season with an excellent performance against the Packers in Brazil.
That is a great point, Merrill. Always appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for getting up early. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.